Good morning, folks. This is Kimberly Jessica reporting in live today right at the heart of Hollywood, California. And I am pretty excited today because I have an awesome young lady on the line who is a catalyst for change. And her words that I love to repeat is elevate, thrive, and inspire. And as you guys know, I'm always looking to bring forward new information to help everyone live their ultimate best life as much as possible. We only get this life one time that we know of, and we want to try and make the best of it the best we know how. And oftentimes things can happen in life that can kind of limit our possibilities to feel great within ourselves. And I love bringing people on our show to share how we can live our best life now, feel great now, look great now, be great now, and realize that we are already that, just reminding us in a powerful way. And today I have an awesome young lady, and she is on the forefront of spiritual evolution in which people integrate their hearts and minds. She is a powerful catalyst for change, and she facilitates people in changing in minutes what they have been struggling with for much of their lives. She's an educator, a motivational speaker, an author, a life coach, and an expert on living masterfully. She believes that our greatest weakness shall become our greatest strength, and she guides her clients with spiritual principles and powerful tools. Ladies and gentlemen, we have here with us none other than Tambor Zavatsky. Tambor, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm honored to be on your show, Kimberly. I'm enthusiastic about it.
Yay! We are honored to have you here today on the Glam Reports radio show. And it is on iHeartRadio. And, of course, you know, we'll just be, you know, syndicating this all over the place. So this is amazing, you know, with the New Year's coming up and people always talking about, oh, I have a new attitude. I'm going to get new hat, new shoes, new clothes, and I'm just going to have a new attitude in the New Year's, and I'm going to have a new body, a new man, a new this, a new that. And they're actually going into the New Year's with the same stuff that they came in with the past year with. And, you know, it's like, okay, running the same engine on the same fuel, on the same oil that is not been cleaned. So, you know, not as you're comparing people to oil or anything like that, but it's just a metaphor and a parable. So we would say in the Bible, it's a parable or it's a metaphor. So, you know, Tambor, I personally am really happy to be interviewing you today on the show. Your work is phenomenal. You are phenomenal. And, you know, you have this mantra where you say, change your life, change your language, change your life. And our listeners would like to know, we want to know your story and what brought you to where you are now. Please give us the scoop.
Well, thank you. Gosh, you know, all that beautiful stuff that you said to me, I'm going, okay, I got to live into that now. you too. So for me, who I am today is vastly different, and vast may be an understatement of who I was. You know, for years I struggled with several addictions. At one point I weighed 225 pounds. Now, you know, I'm very fit and trim, and I was emotionally, mentally, physically, you know, not well. And at one point about 12 years ago, I was in and out of the hospitals. I was very sick, and I knew that if I continued on my trajectory that I wouldn't be around to watch my children grow up. You know, my body was in, you know, dis-ease, out of ease, and my mental state, I mean, it was no longer working, and I had a lot of pain during that time, and I feel, you know, the pain became so great that it broke me open, and I knew I required changing. You know, so people, they'll either change because they're motivated because the pain gets so great, or they'll change because they're motivated by benefit. And so I have the T-shirt. I have many T-shirts in the past on changing, you know, because the pain got so great. And now, you know, I continue to elevate and shift and upgrade my life in miraculous ways, and it's because of the benefit, because I feel so good now, which is why I continue. But at any rate, so about 12 years ago, the pain just got so great, and this was after years of struggling with all kinds of stuff, you know, and the pain got so great that it broke me open, and I knew I required changing, and I began with just cleaning the terrain of my body, you know, cleaning up my physical body. And then, you know, I believe I was divinely guided to every, you know, teacher and healer and physician and, you know, lectures, whatever, you know, my heart required to heal, it would be put in front of me in such a synchronistic way. And, you know, I was actually one of those people that would make fun of people at the time that spoke and said things like divinely guided. You know, that was not, you know, something that I even believed in. But, you know, once I experienced it, you know, it was miraculous how whatever I required just showed up. And so, you know, I was on that path of really, you know, healing myself for several years. When, and, you know, I was continuing to, you know, go to different classes and just, you know, really on the personal development bandwagon, so to speak. And I received a call from a friend that lived in Austin, Texas. And he said, hey, I'm coming to Houston, Texas, which is where I lived. And he said, to see an author who wrote a book called Conscious Language. Well, I went ding, 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 because it was, again, one of these divinely inspired things where I knew language was going to be a big piece of it, but I didn't even know what that meant. And so I said, well, I'm going to that class with you. And so I went to a class with my teacher. His name's Robert Tennyson Stevens. This was about 8 years ago. And in this one class, you know, he had authored a book called Conscious Language. So I said, okay, I'm going to go see this guy. And in that one class, you know, I had psoriasis, which, you know, not very attractive as a woman, not a fun thing to have. And
yeah,
I had to
not something you want on your skin, you know. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I had been taking very expensive, you know, steroids for it, and, you know, still, you know, was having this dry, you know, scaly stuff on my skin. Again, I was overweight. I had, you know, was still struggling with stuff, even though I had cleaned up so much. There were still things I was struggling with in relationship and with family members and with my health. And so in that one class, and it may have been a 5-hour class, in that one class, you know, I look at my arm and the psoriasis is actually clearing up in front of my arm.
Mm.
And
wow, they're talking about the Jesus test. That's magic.
It sounds unbelievable. I mean, I know, I can imagine that for people listening, they may go, okay, that sounds like bullshit, you know?
No, it doesn't sound like bullshit at all. It sounds miraculous, actually.
And
talking about the Jesus touch here.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it even goes beyond that. It, you know, for me, I touched so much in my feeling world that relationships that I had, you know, people that weren't even in the class with me, had miracles from what I had done. You know, I had a miracle around my biological mom, and she wasn't even in the class with me. And, you know, the best way I can describe it is in that class, I was touching, you know, guilt and shame that I had, you know, come in with through the womb, you know, touched it at such a deep level at, brought an awareness and my own feeling and consciousness to something that I didn't even realize was operating in me, you know, shame at the level of identity. And so when I was able to touch all that with love, it, you know, transmuted. And our skin is actually our feeling world, you know, it's our feeling world. So if I was actually armoring up, which is what the psoriasis is like protecting myself. And so it started to heal in that class because I no longer felt I had to armor up and protect myself from the world. I began feeling, you know, secure in my own feeling world. So it was a miraculous time for me. And so at that point I said, I got to find out what this man is doing. And so I have been a student and a teacher of his since that time. And So I teach and coach in what's called conscious language, and so I'm trained to hear a person's glitch in a few words or less. But it's,
wow.
it's really not a glitch because our greatest weakness shall be our greatest strength. So I'm also in the, you know, but I'm a yogi too, and we see a lot of symbolism of the lotus flower and, you know, thousand petaled lotus flower that grows out of this, you know, stinky danky mud. But it is that mud that's the fertile soil from which we actually blossom. So it's these things that maybe we don't want to look at, or that we have been struggling with, or that we don't like that's going on with our health or in our relationship or finances. There actually within that is our great strength. So our greatest weakness, whatever we've been struggling with, is actually what we're here to master and to thrive in and to enjoy. And then I believe to go, you know, share and teach others how to do it. But that's another interview.
Wow. I mean, you know, there's some amazing things that you said here. And, you know, people actually hear, you know, and here's the thing with, you know, mantras and things like that. You know, back in 2005, 2006, I was on that bandwagon of The Secret and, you know, all these, you know, great names. And they sounded great. They sounded great, Tambor, and I tell you, they sounded great. Now, the only issue I had with that is I couldn't integrate that into my feelings, my unconscious mind, my emotions, my cells, my spirit. I couldn't integrate those words into my existence of really being that. And so what I'm getting from what you're sharing is that what you do is you actually help people become what they want to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, you know, the law of attraction stuff that came out years ago with The Secret and all that, that's all beautiful, and it's actually a law. But we can get so far in life, we can have some, you know, improvement from that, you know, from, you know, shifting our thoughts onto what we desire and all that. I mean, all that stuff works great. But if we haven't taken our feeling world with us, it's just like a rubber band. We're going to bounce back. So,
I was a yo-yo. 1 minute things were rocking and rolling, and I was manifesting, and I was mantraing and running and saying my affirmations and incantations, and the next minute, I'm like, okay, this isn't working anymore. And I found that the more and more that I yo-yoed and went back and forth, the less and less it worked for me. And the angrier I became with it, and the more I became, it doesn't work. This is, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you have this modality that you're working with, Tambor, that it's literally helping you change your language. And can you expand more on that? Because I don't want to, this is not my thing. I'm just trying to interpret what you're saying to integrate that into my understanding. But, you know, can you expand more on that? Because, you know, from a feelings perspective, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why is language important? So you and I right now, we're speaking to each other. Whoever's listening, they're listening. From our conscious mind, we're listening. We're aware of talking to each other. You know, the people that are listening are aware of listening to us. But, you know, that's our conscious mind. Then we have our subconscious mind. So our conscious mind, what we're conscious of, processes at about 40 bits of information per second. Our subconscious mind is way more powerful and processes at about 400 million bits of information per second. So, you know, a person may say in their conscious mind, you know, I'm going to lose weight or something like that. But if they have a something in opposition, a belief in opposition to that in their subconscious mind, which one's going to win? You know, the powerful subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And how do we access our powerful subconscious mind? Well, we access it through our feelings. It is our feeling world. And so most of us, since the time, you know, we were young, you know, the first time we experienced pain or hurt, you know, we'll start to numb up our feeling world and go, ooh, I don't want to feel that. So we'll start to anesthetize ourselves. And what this is when we start to shift our language, and even just removing one word or changing one word will actually support us in feeling our feelings. And when we actually bring our feeling world back online, that's whenever we can create with our powerful subconscious mind. So,
wow. So wait a minute. I just got a breakthrough. Did I just hear you say that the unconscious mind or subconscious mind is the feeling world? So whatever you're feeling, the unconscious will bring that into existence. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I never thought that way before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can say something, you know, 1,000 times and have no, you know, not have a different result. But if we say it once with deep feeling, now we're touching our powerful subconscious mind. Now it can actually really shift. So when we, you know, it sounds trite, you hear that saying, but, you know, when you can feel it, you can heal it. But that's actually true.
Wow. So all this time. So what are some things that with your modality that people can do? What are some of the things that your modality has helped people? Because people want to, like, you know, the psoriasis was great. But in your perspective with people that you work with, you know, with the breakthrough with your mom and all that, what are some of the three top things, like, you know, that people will be going through in New Year's? Like I said, people want to lose weight, people want a new relationship, people want more money. Those are three of the biggest things: body, marriage or relationship, and money. What are three things that your modality that you've seen help clear in those areas? And what would
that's the beautiful
let me start there.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about this, because it shifts every area of your life. It transforms every area, or every area of your life is transformed when you actually bring security back to your feeling world. Whenever you are actually able to remember, you know, and actually feel your God value, you know, then your relationships change, your finances change, your health changes. And, you know, that's what I've been experiencing and my clients have experienced. It is truly transformative. And this is, you know, it's not a one area, you know, gets cleaned up. It's your, you know, I'll take it personal. For me, as I remembered my own security, my own sovereignty, you know, I went from codependent relationships to co-empowered relationships. As I, you know, remembered, you know, my sovereignty and remembered that, I'm actually owning my world, so that everything that shows up in my world, I'm aware that I have on some level created it. Having, you know, being in my power and my authority, it has transformed my relationship with my beloved, with my children, with my relationship with money. My relation, you know, my physical health, you know, now at this point in my life, and this continues to happen daily for me, is I'm experiencing, you know, beyond what I dreamed possible for myself. Things that I didn't even realize I desired are now showing up for me.
So things you didn't realize you do desire are showing up for you. Now, Tamber, is there a way, you know, because our time is limited, that our listeners can get a slight taste of what it's like? It's great in theory. Is there a way that they can get a slight feel for what this is like? I know I was feeling something when you were talking, but is there, you know, you can get really deep on this, and we don't have that. This is not that call for it, but, you know, is there a way that our listeners can get a slight taste of what that's like with you?
Yes. I mean, one way you and I could play, and, you know, I know that puts you on the spot, because the coaching goes really fast and really deep, very fast. But, you know, one thing that I can share with the listeners is if they can slow down and give themselves permission to feel, you know, even, you know, saying, I give myself permission to feel. And I give myself permission to love what I feel into my victory. So if fear comes up, you know, which anxiety is the same thing as fear. People call it anxiety, but really if you drill it down, it's fear. If they can slow down and, you know, slow down and be with fear instead of trying to run from it or, ooh, I don't like that, I don't want to feel it, and push it down. Because whenever people do that, then it just gets bigger. So if they can slow down and actually be with it, you know, what am I feeling? Okay, well, I'm feeling fear. Fear about what? And, you know, actually have them name it. And, you know, in the Bible it says name a thing and you have power over it. So if they can, you know, slow down and actually name it, find it, and then find when's the first time they felt that way, you know, and fear about what? You know, and slow down and actually be with what they feel rather than trying to avoid or run from their feelings. You know, lean into it, so to speak. Let whatever you feel be okay. If it's anger, can you let it be okay? You know, if it's sadness, can you let that be okay? When we can take the charge off of it, and instead of avoiding it, if we can lean into it, you know, feel our feelings as though we were smelling a rose and let whatever we feel be okay, you know, then we actually have ourselves back. But if we're going into an internal dialogue, intellectualizing it, rationalizing it, defending it, then we've left our feeling world. And again, our feeling world is our powerhouse. So do you choose to stay and be in your full power, or do you choose to go into an internal dialogue or get reactive and leave this big powerhouse that you have available to you? So does that help?
Wow. Yeah. So basically what you're saying is instead of battling within yourself and fighting within yourself with what you're feeling, allow it to be there. Say, okay, I'm feeling this. Now what? Great.
And
how are you
doing? And it really helps to know what it turns into. So, fear, when touched with love, meaning when we can actually love how we feel, even if it's fear, you know, love us. I mean, what would you do for a small child that had fear or anxiety or worry? You would go tell them, you know, it's okay. I'm here. I stay. So do that. That's what you owe yourself. You do that for yourself. And then to know what it turns into is really important, because if we're experiencing fear at all, that means we have our next level of faith returning, faith, security, trust, assurance returning. So knowing that it's actually coming to the surface, what's actually happening is faith is landing in your world, and it's actually pushing any fear up to the surface because that fear is actually leaving. So for me, you know, I feel great security being aware of, you know, what I'm feeling and what it actually is. So, you know, an emotion is a stuck feeling. You know, it's stuck energy. But when we're actually slow down and touch it and feel it, then it can actually move and transmute and shift and change into the great strength that it is. So sadness, you know, if we're experiencing sadness, that's actually our next level of joy returning. And pain, it's beautiful to know what's actually occurring. There's a return of a great strength. It's not just knocking on your door. It's actually here. It's actually landing in you already. And so it's pushing up whatever, you know. So sadness and joy can't live in the same body at the same time. So the sadness is actually leaving the body as the joy is landing. So sadness turns into joy when touched with love. Fear turns into faith when touched with love. Pain turns into enthusiasm, entheos, in spirit, when we can actually slow down and love, can we love pain? You know, and that sounds like, whoa, that sounds like it'd be extremely challenging to do. But again, what would you do for a small child that was in pain? Would you go, here, take these pills, get over it? Would that work for a three-year-old child? Get over it. Hurry up. No, it wouldn't. What would work is to, slow down and bring love. And, I'm here for you. I stay. I got you. Everything's going to be okay. Anger, people have anger and they think that's a bad thing to feel anger. No, anger is actually power and authority returning. Once we can move from blame and, blaming anybody in the outer world, anger is a signal for us, that we have given our power away. And so it's just a signal to reclaim our power and to take a loving action.
Wow. Now that was, I don't know if you guys thought that, but I sure did. I mean, I'm like, wow, my nose is running here.
Wow. we could even translate your nose running because, so I also do what's called sacred body language translations. And so our physical body is actually, always signaling to us, what's going on and our next upgrade. And so I can, actually, that's truly, Kimberly, if I may, that's truly your next level of I can return. Moving from
I can return?
So moving from a belief in I can't, this is hard, to I can. So, for you even now, just say I can.
I can.
And say God can.
God can.
And say, I can.
I can.
And say, God can.
God can.
I can.
I can.
God can.
God can.
And when you can have your I can be as strong as your God can, now we're talking.
I got it.
Now we're playing.
Wow. Wow.
So that's what the drainage from your nose, mucus leaving the body is actually I can't leaving the body.
I can't leaving the body, but I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so if you and I were actually in a coaching session, my next question would be, I can what? So, Kimberly, I can what? First word.
I can heal. I can heal. I can be happy.
Mm. Say it again. I can be happy.
I can be happy.
Mm-hmm. And say it again.
I can be happy.
Say it again.
I can be happy.
And mean it.
Yeah. I smiled when I said it that last time. A smile went across my face. I was like, I can be happy. An involuntary smile went across my face.
And it sounds, so simple. For me, I've been in the car and just said, it's okay for me to be happy, when I've been all by myself driving in the car. And then said it again and actually allowed myself to feel it's okay to be happy. And, all of a sudden have tears coming out of my eyes because the message I got, it wasn't what my parents did purposely, but I mean, if they weren't happy, I didn't feel it was okay to be happy, So giving myself that decree, that mantra of it's okay for me to be really happy was in opposition to a belief in my subconscious mind that, hey, it's not okay to be really happy and really enthusiastic because, that might upset somebody that's sad or, how could you be happy if they're not happy, So for me, giving myself that is it's a big deal. If I can slow down and feel, again, as I share with people in coaching, a person can say something 1,000 times and not produce any different result. But they can say it even one time, but with deep feeling and deep, you know, meaning, feeling the me, your tender me self in it, then you can have instant manifestation or produce a new result in your life.
Mm. Wow. That's pretty powerful. Pretty fun. And even, you know, when you're talking, and it, I could feel all this, you know, movement going on in my body and in my chest. It's like, wow, this stuff is serious business. See, people, when you listen to this call, listen to the show, it's going to be like, yo, you're going to get some healing. This is gonna, it's going to happen. It totally is going to happen.
Truthfully, this is about one millionth of what's available. You know, it's one thing to share this, you know, from the intellect, but it's another thing to actually experience, have an experiential feeling of what this coaching is about. It's extremely powerful. It's, you know, whenever you shift something in your subconscious, it's as though a lightning bolt, you're struck by a lightning bolt, but a wonderful lightning bolt. And, you know, it, again, truly, you can shift within minutes something that you may have been struggling with for years because it was in your subconscious, you know. And so as we actually can slow down and feel, that's how we access this big powerhouse that we are. And,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really grateful for these tools. They're extremely grateful and grateful to my teacher.
Well, you know, Tambor, you are onto something, and I have to tell you guys, I'm a witness to it. It's real. It works. This is serious business. It's not for the light at heart. If you are ready for major, major inner transformation that is powerful and that shakes and moves the volcanoes and mountains within your soul, spirit, and being, this girl here is on fire, Tambor. Tambor is the one you need to talk to. Tambor, tell us how we can work with you. How can we find you, and how can we get in touch with you?
Beautiful. So my website is www.tambor.tv. So it's www.tamber.tv, tamber.tv. And I offer private coaching as well as retreats, as well as other programs to support people. I also continue to work with my teacher. He's at MasterySystems.com, www.MasterySystems.com. He's amazing as well and beyond amazing. I mean, I feel my gratitude for him. But we have all kinds of new programs and new ways to support people to make it fun and easy to move upscale in their consciousness. We have all kinds of tools to support you. And, you know, what I've noticed now is people are actually speeding up. I mean, what took me years, to get to where I am now, I'm seeing my clients just really speeding up and having, you know, massive transformation and miracles in their lives and in their families and their careers with so much more ease and speed than, you know, some of us that have been doing the work for a while. So, you know, we're at a critical time right now. You can see in the world and politics and stuff like that. And, you know, it's time. It's a wake-up call for all of us that, hey, it's time to actually get on with this. You know, all of us, you know, we're here to thrive. And when we're individually, you know, and how do we heal our world? By healing ourselves. So when I heal me, my world heals. And, you know, that's for me, that's been my commitment because I have, I even have selfish reasons. I have children and I, you know, I love, you know, them growing up in a world that's conscious and loving. So, you know, we each have our part in this and we each are essential players in actually raising our planet. And it's time to, you know, turn off the TV, get off the sofa and get this job done. And it begins with us individually raising ourselves. And as we raise ourselves, we raise our planet. And it's required right now.
Wow. Well, Tambor, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. You are amazing. We look forward to having you back. Maybe we can do a Tambor series or something. You know, I mean, this is just powerful information. I don't feel one interview is going to do this justice. There's so much more to you than meets the eye, and there's so much more to this modality than meets the eye, and I feel like my part in this is bringing it to the world and letting the world know about it. And if we have to do 10 interviews, we'll do 10 interviews, but I really want the world to know about you and what you're doing.
Oh, I really appreciate you, Kimberly. Thank you. And, you know, I'm honored and I appreciate your acknowledgement and I love talking to you. So, yeah, I'm a yes for us playing together and partnering together and sharing this with more people. It's time. Time is now. It's our time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the New Year's is coming up and let's get those resolutions into your unconscious mind where the feelings are. And Tambor is that girl. When you say, who's that girl? Madonna said, who's that girl? Well, it's Tambor. Her name is Tambor. And you can find her on Tambor, TAMBER.TV, on the internet and scroll to her site. She's very beautiful. And she helps you bring that, you know, with even my beauty series of fame, beauty, and business, you know, Tambor is definitely, you know, the business of the beauty and fame. Because if you're not taking care of your inner business, it's going to show up in your life. And I'm just glad to know you. So, Tambor, thank you so much for interviewing with us today.
You're welcome, Kimberly. Thank you for having me on your show.
The pleasure is all mine. Happy holidays, folks. We just finished up an interview with the beautiful Tambor. You can find her on tambor.tv.com. That's T-A-M as in Mary, B as in boy, E, and R. And that's T-A-M-B-E-R as in Robert, .tv, like television. So it's .tv. Thank you again, Tambor, for interviewing with us today. Folks, it's the end of the year. We're getting ready to walk into a new year. Take a listen to this interview. Change your life. Change your mind. Change your spirit. Conscious language with Tambor. Thank you again, Tambor, and have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye, Kimberly.
Bye-bye. Thanks, folks, for tuning in today.